This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle, and my guest is the subject of the new movie that everybody's talking about. The movie is Unstoppable, and it premieres on Prime Video on January 16th. It tells the story of 2011 NCAA wrestling champion Anthony Robles of Arizona State University. Anthony was born with one leg, but that certainly hasn't stopped him throughout his amazing career and beyond, overcoming many hurdles through perseverance and determination. And I am thrilled to have Anthony join me on Sports Jam. Anthony, great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
You are indeed unstoppable, aren't you? As you saw the first presentation of the movie, now you were a part of it because you were doubled as Jarrell Jerome played you in the movie, and then you were there for all the wrestling sequences. So you were a part of the production and along the way, and it's based on your book as well. But when you first saw it completed, what came into your mind?
Well, yeah, I remember the first time I saw the finished product. It was actually at the Toronto International Film Festival. And, you know, just to sit there with the audience, I felt like I was just going back in time, you know, and it was just really neat to see the audience kind of going through those moments with me, you know, just seeing the ups and seeing the happy moments and the laughing, and then also the down moments, you know, the moments of pain. And just to see that finished product at the very end of it, I was just so proud of how the story was told. And how they really just captured my family and my mom in such a beautiful way to where people could see where my motivation came from, you know, where my strength came from. It's always been from my family and overall my faith. And I think that the film did a great job doing that. And also just the little things about me, Jarrell captured those on screen to where throughout the film, my mom and my wife were sitting on both sides of me. They kept leaning over and like bumping me saying that is you right there. He nailed you. So this is a film I recognize as my own story. And I'm grateful for that.
If I don't win, I come in second, for the rest of my life, I'll be telling everybody that I came this close. And they'll listen. They'll smile. But for the rest of my life, everyone will just feel a bit sorry for me. But coach, if I win, having one leg won't be the most important thing about me.
When we were talking to Don Cheadle, he said, you know, well, we had the advantage of talking to the people who are really still with us, right? You and your mom and what's going on. And when you think of Jennifer Lopez's portrayal of your mother, the dynamic between the two of you in real life, talk about how much mom has meant to you.
My mom has been everything to me. You know, my mom, I tell people, my mom is my hero. You know, she believed in me when no one else did. And she taught me to believe in myself at a young age when, you know, I'd step out into the world and everyone saw me for what I couldn't do, for what would hold me back. Even just going to the grocery stores, I felt uncomfortable because people would look at me and see me for being less than. But my mom never looked at me that way. You know, she would never allow me to think that way, which is why I am who I am today. And so for people to see that now on the big screen, to have Jennifer Lopez capture my mom's essence, you know, the strength that she had, the protectiveness, that love that she had for her kids. Jennifer just did a phenomenal job. And, you know, people can see why I am the way I am. It's because my mom believed in me, you know, because she was always that voice and she still is that voice in my head telling me as I'm wrestling through my life that you can do it. You know, you never let a challenge become your excuse.
What's all this?
Dear Mr. Robles, Mr. Balcom said we needed to write to a living hero, and you are definitely my hero. Dear Anthony, I'm in the third grade. When I watch you wrestle, I feel like I can fight past my asthma. Dear Anthony, my name is Alex. I wanted to let you know how much your story has impacted me. Dear Anthony Robles, my name is Tim, and I am in the fifth grade. I just wanted to tell you how much I look up to you. Anything that makes you feel you are not perfect and beautiful the way you are is my fault. Because as a mom, you make choices. How long you stay, how much damage is done.
It's not your fault.
It is my fault. I always thought that it was my fault that you were born this way. Because God was punishing me for my sins. You know, I never told you this. But when you were about a year old, things got messy. I started drinking and hanging out again. And my mom came to me and she said she wanted to take you away from me, raise you as my brother. And I looked at your little face and I thought, if his mother doesn't accept him, how will he ever accept himself? I chose you. But I also chose him. And I am sorry. I am so sorry. Who you are already is enough. You make people believe in something. When they see you, they don't see someone who's missing a leg. They see someone who is unstoppable. And that makes them believe in themselves. You can show them that anything is possible. I know. Because you showed.
Let's go back to the final of 2011 against Matt McDonough from Iowa. He had beaten you the previous year, but you came back for this special season with a goal in mind to win the NCAA championship for Arizona State University and yourself, and you did it. When you went into that final match, what was going through your head?
Well, really for me, you know, my senior year, I remember – you know, honestly, I wasn't even going to come back for my senior year. I was thinking about quitting. But what brought me back was that stack of letters from the class, the classroom of kids. You know, I felt like I was wrestling for a bigger cause than just myself. You know, that it was more than just the gold medal at that point. I was wrestling to prove a point, you know, to inspire these kids to reach their goals. And so I remember running down that red carpet my senior year for the finals match against Matt McDonough. Honestly, I was terrified. You know, I just remember just, you know, I felt like my heart was about to explode. It was pounding so fast. And, you know, when I got up on the mat, I was looking all over the place. But what settled me down, you know, what slowed time down for me was just looking up into one specific section. And up there, I'm looking at my mom. You know, I'm looking at my siblings. I'm looking at my high school coach. And that moment reminded me of those kids who wrote me those letters. Because at that moment, I just remember thinking to myself, you know, I'm not alone out here. You know, I can do this. There's no way I'm going to lose this match. I can do this. And I reminded myself, this is for more than just me. You know, this is for more than just a trophy. Go out there, give it your best shot, give it 100% and see what happens. And so just having that mental check, you know, right before the match started, it made all the difference. And, you know, I was able to come out on top because of it.
You dominated that match too, after losing the year before. When you got all those letters, but now time has passed, right? It's been quite a while since you won that, but you're still an inspiration. And through this movie now, Unstoppable, so many more kids and others will be exposed to your perseverance and the way you look at your life. That has to mean so much more to you, because now it's going to be a whole other audience that experiences Anthony Robles at his best.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just so honored for this opportunity, for this platform to share my story to the world, you know, through this film. And that's what I want people to take away with that thought. You know, that it's just that they can overcome anything that's in their lives. Doesn't matter the challenge. You know, my mom always used to tell me, you never let a challenge become an excuse. You know, nobody's life is perfect. And I think that's the thing that we can all relate to, is we all face challenges. We all have bad days, setbacks. We face pain. You know, it's not a question of that. The question is, how do you react during those moments? You know, how do you react when you're wrestling through your life and you feel like you just got taken down, or you feel like you just got thrown to your back? You know, you have an opportunity to fight through that, to keep pushing forward as long as there's time left on that clock. You know, if you wake up tomorrow, that's a new day. That's a new opportunity. And you got to use it to the most, and, you know, just treat it as a blessing, because it is a blessing.
For those who are wondering if this is just a wrestling movie, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's about Anthony's life. And you said ups and downs. And some of those downs were dealing with family matters and dealing with your stepdad. When you saw the movie, did it bring back some painful moments?
It absolutely did. You know, and, you know, being in the theater, there are moments, like you mentioned, where I'm gripping my chair, you know, and I could feel that anger just boiling up inside of me. And my mom is kind of holding my arm, and that was difficult, you know. But I think as a family, we knew that was going to be difficult seeing it on the screen, and you know, and just sharing that with the masses, with the world, that was a very stressful feeling, you know. But my family and I, we sat down from the very beginning when this opportunity presented itself, saying, "Are we willing to go through this? Because if we are, we got to tell our entire story." Not just the sunshine and rainbows, not just the good moments. We got to share the pain, you know. And even though it was difficult going through that and reliving it and seeing it again, it was for a cause, and that cause was to inspire people. And again, you know, people relate to the pain, they relate to the challenges, and so we wanted to share our pain and our challenge that we were able to overcome to inspire those who watched, to where they could say when they walked out of there, okay, you know, I can get through what I'm wrestling with right now. I can do this too. So it was also just therapeutic, just knowing we got through it. You know, we made it through, and this is where we are today because of that. The challenge made us stronger, and it's bonded our family even stronger.
How long has he been here?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay, stay here. Stay here with them. You okay? Look at me, okay?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, stay here.
It's between your mother and me, man. You need to get out my face.
No, Rick, stop.
Anthony, please, go outside.
What's up, son?
I need you to leave. Go!
Get out of my way.
Don't come back here again. Don't come back here.
You're gonna be the man of the house, huh? Because if I'm fighting a man, I ain't gonna have no mercy. You understand?
Do not touch him!
I will call the cops.
You pick up that phone, call the police. You're not my son.
I never was.
Yeah, that's right, because you ain't got no father. That don't make you no man. So you better get out of this real man's face.
You haven't been a man a day in your life.
What's that?
Stop!
Huh? Oh, really? Huh? Oh, you ready for this?
Stop
huh?
it!
You ready? You ready, man?
Stop!
I'm ready, Rick.
Get off me. Get this boy off me. Anthony Robles' career didn't stop when he went on the mat in 2011. You've been doing so much since. Get us up to date on what are some of the things that you're involved with right now.
I'm very blessed. You know, it's been an amazing life. And after I got done competing wrestling wise, I went after some pull-up records. So I broke 3 Guinness World Records for pull-ups. I became a high school wrestling coach just because I wanted to give back. I wanted to be that positive role model for this next generation of kids coming up. Not just on the mat, but in their lives, you know, to teach them life lessons that they can apply and overcome challenges. Being a dad is a blessing for me. I got a 2-year-old son back home. And, you know, so I'm just very fortunate. You know, I'm very grateful and very busy right now, but I'm blessed to say that I have these opportunities, and I'm focused on just being able to give back, you know, just help inspire the next generation to be unstoppable.
Speaking of the movie Unstoppable, Don Cheadle made a point of saying you can't get everything into a movie. Right. And he talked about how they changed the rules for gripping because of your strength. Can you just walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was interesting. you know, as you see in the film, I did a lot of, we call them tilts. You know, I was able to kind of turn my opponents to their back quickly. And that was all about getting wrist control. You know, if I got their wrist, I can do a lot of moves with that one wrist. And so eventually I got so good to where there were certain coaches that were saying that, you know, it's not fair. He has to release it, you know, all these things. And so I guess the interpretation of the rules changed slightly because of me, to where, you know, in the film, they see he has to show a clean release, which basically I had to completely let the wrist go to allow them to fight back. And so that was very frustrating going through it. And it made me have to wrestle even harder. And it was much more difficult for me. But, you know, going through that, you know, the changes, you know, the interpretation of the rules and other things, it made me realize that, you know, I was no longer the kid they felt sorry for. I was no longer the kid that they doubted because I was missing my leg. Now I was getting so dominant in this sport that they were finding ways to pull me down, you know, to hold me down. And when I saw it that way, you know, my perspective on that changed, and it kind of made me happy. I was like, okay, I'm succeeding. You know, I'm accomplishing my goal right now. So in the end, I was cool with it. And I figured out a different way. You know, you just got to roll with the punches sometimes and just, you know, just keep fighting through it.
As I mentioned at the top, you and Jarrell Jerome worked together on the wrestling scenes, and you know, you were his double in there. How difficult was that for you,
And how did it all work? And what's your relationship now with Jarrell?
Yeah, it was so much fun working on the wrestling choreography. I remember getting the call from our director, Billy Goldenberg, and I felt like I got to train for something all over again. So I'm getting in conditioning and wrestling shape, and wrestling is something I've known since I was 14, but creating wrestling choreography, with another person was completely different, completely foreign to me. But luckily, Billy brought in my former Arizona State assistant wrestling coach, Brian Stith, to help design the choreography, to put the script, the words on the script into wrestling moves on the mat. And so he knew my style. And Jarrell, I mean, he just put it over the top because we met back in 2019. And, he was very committed to his wrestling, just learning what made me, the little details on the wrestling mat. And so really, because of how well he was able to learn the sport and learn the little mannerisms of me, it allowed me to go out there and execute to my full ability, that with 100% intensity. And the wrestlers that are in the film, all former Division I wrestlers. So we ended up calling it a violent dance. What you see on film, it's a violent dance. We're wrestling 100% intensity. We're going full fire at each other, but we have the same end goal in mind as we're getting down to it. This rhythm that we're going together with. So that was a whole new experience, but so much fun. But in the end of it, my body felt like I had wrestled just a regular wrestling match because of how hard we were going.
Keep him down. Pressure forward.
McDonough really good in this top position, good forward pressure, but credit Robles staying active and busy on bottom. You don't want to get caught underneath McDonough, he'll make you pay. Working hard for that top position.
Fight here. Get your head out of here. Heavy hips.
Great battle here in this 125 pound final.
Get out of there. Get off your belly.
Robles looking to avenge the loss from last year's final, and there's an escape tech on another for the Sun Devil. And diving right back into the single leg of McDonough.
Off your leg.
Okay, suck your leg back.
You hear the chants, Don. Robles, this place is electric.
And I mentioned to Don Cheadle, such a believable cast in this, you included. And I love the movie, Anthony. And I also love your smile. And you are indeed an inspiration for so many reasons. Congratulations on Unstoppable, that is airing on Prime Video starting on the 16th. People will love it. And they will love you even more if they didn't know your story. Thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share today. It's an honor.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows, including the one with Don Cheadle, at wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out to Joe Favorito, Jerry Milani, and Amazon for hooking us up with Anthony Robles. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.